Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to yet another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Andy Holding looking at day three of the 2017 Galway Festival. Not even halfway of the seven-day bonanza, but we have got some fantastic racing for you today. Eight races in all told, beginning at 3:15, ending at 7:20. Of course, the highlight of the whole week comes in the shape of the Galway Plate, which comes up at 5:35. And it does look a spectacularly competitive renewal, probably one of the classiest ever run as far as I can see at Ballybrit. So plenty to get our teeth stuck into today. Mixed card as ever, and we begin with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, which comes up at 3:15. And Willie Mullins has once again set a poser here for punters as he saddles both Costello Sforza and Manella Bow in that opening contest. Of the two, I think the value definitely is the latter. Manella Bow, who shaped pretty well the other day after a bit of a layoff down in Limerick when he chased down a nice horse of Adrian Murray's called Gagas Horse, albeit he was a 4-7 favourite on that occasion. I don't think he did a great deal wrong because the winner posted a very fast speed figure on that particular occasion. Prior to that, he'd beaten the aforementioned Gaga Horse down in Cork when the emphasis was very much on stamina. So I do think this stiffer track will definitely play into his hands. Albeit he's got to beat Costello Sforza, who's got a rating of 135 and has run commendably in many maiden hurdles so far in his career. I do think he definitely wants at least 2.5 miles. So it might well be that Manella Bow might just have Tumman's boot for him in the coal light of day. Don't really like Silver Concord, never really have, and I'm looking to oppose Dermot Wells horses at the moment while they're under a particular cloud. So Manella Bow is the choice in race number one. On to the 3:50 then, which is a very competitive looking mare's only handicap, and the standout performer here is Just Janice from the John Keely stable. The connections have gone out of their way to book Ruby Walsh, which is the first signal of intent, and you've only got to look at this horse's form of late to suggest that she's got a massive chance of adding to that victory at Clonmel 2 starts ago when she beat the in-form and well-handicapped Steamboat Key in pretty convincing fashion. Back and forth as Go 40 Go has gone on to boost the form subsequently a couple of times, and the time figure of the race is this: it was a very good race. She was quietly fancied to run another big race of the day at Ballystone, only to bump into again another well-handicapped horse in the shape of Gordon Elliott's William B. But the pair of them pull well clear of subsequent winner Manuka, and with others in behind scattered all over that particular venue going on to advertise that form, Just Janice comes in here with the best credentials, as far as I can see, of the field here this afternoon. She does stay particularly well, so hopefully they go a good gallop, because she does get 2.5, so this 2 mile trip is the only slight concern I could see. But if they go a good pace on this rain softened ground, then Just Janice's stamina can definitely come into play. A couple of other horses to mention at prices are Bella Vida and Grace Mount. Both of these two horses have been plying their trade in decent maidens recently, particularly La Bella Vida, who laid the colours of not only Tay Lane but Arbor de Vie last time out down in Sligo, of course, similar track to today's. Big price that, you know, 16-1, La Bella Vida, but Just Janice is the choice there in the 3:50. On to the 4:25, again, another very competitive handicap hurdle, this time 2.5 miles, and hopefully Just Janice will have endorsed the form of William B., who's set to go to post here, a strongly fancied favourite for the Gordon Elliott stable. Very much an improving type. He's a big, strong son of Yates. Probably almost a chasing type, you'd say, for next season. He's gone back-to-back recently at Bellystown and Down Patrick, and he's won in the style of a horse that's still ahead of his handicap. I think he won with a bit more in hand than the official margin suggested last time out. Davy Russell clearly gets on well with this horse. 2 for 2 for Gordon Elliott. He'd be the number one choice there, ahead of Clara Sorrento from the Noel Mead stable. Despite carrying top weight, of course, Adam Short offset 7. He's got enough back class to suggest he should go well here. That form at Punchestown a couple of starts ago when he beat subsequent winners at Westland Row and Miss Mardan has been backed up a couple of times by those two individuals. And he did nothing wrong the other day down in Roscommon in a similar race to that one. So Clara Sorrento, I'm sure he will give his supporters plenty to cheer there. On to the 5 o'clock, though not a particularly strong view here, but the key to this form looks to come from two horses have been running really well in bumpers, namely Exchange Rate from the William Mullins stable and Decision Time from the John Keeley yard. Exchange Rate made a bright start to his career when he won in Downpatrick the other day, showing a nice turn of foot in the latter stages up the hill. So today's grade shouldn't posing any problems for him. But the price is 8-1. I must admit, I do think Decision Time looks overpriced based on her overall form. She won a couple of starts ago at Downpatrick, beating subsequent winner Oscar Moscow. And there was nothing wrong with that run the other day down in Killarney. A really good bumper won by Loch Liam, who's one of the best bumper horses seen so far this summer jumping campaign. And back in third was a Sapphire Lady, who was a very warm order from the Willie Mullins stable. So I don't think she's done a great deal wrong. She's an admirable type. And Katie Walsh booked. I think if you can get some nice each-way prices about Decision Time, you won't go too far wrong there. On to the big race then of the week, and indeed of the day, the 5:35, which is the Guinness Galway Plate. What a race it is this year. 22 runners going to post. Just to show you the quality of this race this year, my anti-post fancy on Fiddler's Green couldn't even make the run. He couldn't even get in. He was 25 on the card. So we're dealing with some quality animals here. And a lot of these have actually been running in Grade 2 and Grade 1 chases, just to show you how competitive and how classy it is a renewal this season. The likes of Shane's Hill, Haymount, Atoy Phil, they all fit the category of horses previously lining up in this race, i.e. second season chasers who got form in graded races. And of those two, I'd much prefer Atoy Phil and the aforementioned Haymount. Atoy Phil, he had a cracking season last year over fences, running many good races in defeat and in victory. And you've only got to look at the horses he's been running against, such as Arduke, Coney Honor, Disco, Val de Ferbe, to see what company he was keeping. He did actually win a competitive handicap at Leopardstown as well in the middle of the winter, to point out that he does go well in a big field handicap over this trip. And given that he's been teed up for this race specifically by Connections, it will come no surprise to see Toy Phil give Brian Cooper the ultimate Philip after being jocked off from the number one riding arrangements from the Giggingstown operation. Haymount's another horse who definitely is worth a mention here. Obviously representing the stable, has already had three winners here this week. And we know that this horse has got a touch of class, because he proved that last year when he won a beginner's chase first time off the shelf, beating the likes of Coney Island, Maldini and Woodland Opera. And if he can run to that level here, no reason why he won't. He should also go close. He's also got that inbuilt stamina as well, because his last two or three races were all over staying trips. So a prominent ride from Haymount should also see him go well. So my two against the field in the competitive and classy looking renewal of the Galway Plate are Atoy Phil and Haymount. On to the flat then, and the 6:15 comes up in the shape of an extended mile handicap for the 3-year-olds. I like the chances here. Panda Green from the Gavin Cromwell stable. She's been a bit unlucky on her last two starts at Damrall and Killarney, when she hasn't got the clearest of runs in the latter stages of both those two races. However, prior to that, she was quite impressive when she stayed on very well to beat the Tulip in handy fashion at Leopardstown. The time figures are pretty good, and I think this stiff uphill track will really play into her strength. Another one to mention there is Massive Central from the informed Joseph Murphy stable. Although yet to win a race, this horse also has run really well in some competitive races and ties in quite nicely with my main selection, Panda Green. But it is Gavin Cromwell's mare that takes the vote there in the 6:15. On to the 6:50 then, not a particularly strong-looking mile maiden by any stretch of the imagination. And I think that form line down in Ballin Road the other day, where Thomas Malley won, is arguably the key to this race, because Amazing One in second, I thought, ran really nicely on debut for Thomas O'Mara. But more predominantly, so did Akari from the Gary Caldwell stable, obviously unfashionable yard. But this horse shouldn't be underestimated in any way here, because he came on very, very eye-catchingly from the back of the field to be a never nearer knock-knocked about at fourth, doing all its best work at the finish. So I do think odds around about 10-1 this morning are quite appealing for Akari, given that the likes of Zanzibar Jewel and Perfect Soldier, two very disappointing types, head the market here. On to the final race of the day then, which is the 7:20, an extended 2 mile handicap on the flat. Unfortunately, my main selection here would have been Abraham. It unfortunately doesn't run, so I'm left scratching around looking for an alternative, and I've come up with Miss Marden as the substitute, courtesy of that victory down in Ballinrobe the other day, when she stayed on very eye-catchingly in the latter stages to beat the very strongly fancied pair High Haven and Powers Bomb, two horses that went into that race in good form. She's also been in good form over hurdles as well, to suggest she's holding it all together quite nicely. Tom Madden's been booked, and off a mark of 80, I'm sure she'll give supporters a decent run for her money around about the 16-1 mark. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast then. on Wednesday, August the 2nd. Please do tune in again tomorrow when we'll be taking a look at the second highlight of the week, which comes in the shape of the Go I Heard Lap 5:35 tomorrow. So until then, it's a goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.